Islamic Revolution, Prelude of New Islamic Civilization. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are in the last day of the 10 days dawn, the period marking the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Today is the day on which the Islamic Revolution triumphed over the British installed and American supported Pahlavi tyranny. In the waning years of the 14th century AH, the Islamic Revolution gained victory under the leadership of Imam Khomeini. The Islamic Revolution took place while the two poles of power had divided the world between themselves. Thus, the West was under the US control, while the East was under the former Soviet Union. The West was based on capitalism, which was the outcome of the post-Renaissance Europe. But the East believed in socialism and communism, which had been set up after 1917 revolution in Russia. The two blocs' dominance all over the world was such that no one would even imagine a religious movement would ever occur. In the advent of the Islamic Revolution, most thinkers thought that the revolution had just overthrown the Shah of Iran, but today the world witnesses that this unmatched development has spread over the remotest parts of the world, challenging the ideology and the very existence of the domineering system. Now the sound of the collapse of Israel is clearly heard, and the Islamic Revolution has shaken the global arrogance, symbolized by the US, to its foundation. The Islamic Revolution is based on religious culture and ideology, which cares for both the material and the spiritual life of mankind. This revolution has been originated in religion, and a religious leader has taken its hems. According to the teachings of the Quran and the practice of the Prophet and his infallible successors, the Islamic Republic of Iran negates any foreign dominance in various aspects of governance and strongly believes that it is only the divine laws which should be put into effect in the country and in relation with other nations. Velayat-e-Faqih, or Supreme Jurisprudent, as the vicegerent of the Imam of the age, is the highest official in the system, who stands firmly on the principles of the Islamic Revolution and guides the society towards the ideals of this revolution. The greatest figure of the resistance front, Martyr Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, said that the leader plays an important role in reaching the peak, but without followers, that is the people, it would be impossible to reach there. God says in verse 29 of chapter Fat of the Noble Quran, Muhammad, the apostle of Allah, and those who are with him are hard against the faithless and merciful amongst themselves. Now, the second phase of the Islamic Revolution has coincided with the beginning of the 15th solar Hijri century. Imam Khomeini said that the next century would belong to Islam, and Islam would conquer the key trenches of the world one after the other. Ayatollah Khamenei also said that the new age is the age of civilization building. He believes that this will happen once the Muslim nations converge and set aside differences. The horizon ahead of the Islamic Revolution is to return to the glorious civilization, which was the bright achievement of Islam for mankind. The Islamic civilization set up a new discourse in the world, which was very different from political, economic, and cultural aspects. At that time, artists, industrialists, philosophers, geographers, chemists, physicians, and other scientists and merchants of the Islamic world played a significant role in the growth and progress of various sciences and technologies such as agriculture, industry, navigation, philosophy, sociology, medicine, math, etc. Muslim scientists transformed such sciences as astronomy and astrology. Now the Islamic Republic system is seeking to revive the lost splendor of the Islamic world through the force of faith and reliance on software movements. Iran is a land where thousands of scientists and thinkers have lived since thousands of years ago. This rich culture will, in the future, be the support of culture, knowledge, and art in this land too. The Islamic Revolution puts high emphasis on wisdom as the most important basis of the new Islamic civilization. Scientific jihad and going beyond the conventional borders of sciences are the subject matter for this civilization. Knowledge brings power, hence, various sciences should be acquired and produced. Realities indicate that the Islamic Revolution has already transcended the geographical borders of the country and is nearing its strategic depth for founding the great Islamic civilization. The Islamic Revolution, after four decades, has managed to overcome a plethora of obstacles that the enemies had created on its way. Now this revolution is ready to rely on human and material assets and employ different elements to provide the ground for the new Islamic civilization in both hardware and software. Once Muslims present this civilization to the world, it will overcome the perverse and corrupt Western civilization, and various nations will rush towards it enthusiastically. This is because of the fact that the Islamic civilization is not based on profiteering, egotism, and mercantilism. It is based on faith in God, spirituality, and ethics. It will never ignore the rights of other nations in the name of progress and development. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, "No doubt, the Islamic civilization can enter the field, and in the way that the great civilizations of history have managed to enter the human life and capture a region to bring them their blessings or harms, to cover this intricate, lengthy, and laborious process and reach that point. Of course, the Islamic civilization in the perfect form will materialize in the era of emergence of Imam Mahdi. In the era of emergence, the real Islamic civilization and the real Islamic world will come to existence."